Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. A former Green Bay alderman is suing Mayor Eric Genrich and the city for what he calls a, quote, serious invasion of privacy. Court records show Chris Weary filed the lawsuit in Brown County Court on Monday. Weary claims the now-removed surveillance microphones in City Hall violated his Fourth Amendment rights. Green Bay installed the video and audio surveillance equipment just over 4 years ago. A previous lawsuit over the microphones was settled in 2024. The city maintained it was a standard surveillance system installed for public safety, but a judge ordered the city to stop using it. The city council also voted to prohibit audio surveillance. Weary resigned from the council last year because he was moving out of the district. Calling all sturgeon guards, Wisconsin's DNR is looking for people to watch over our prehistoric fish population during spawning season, which should begin soon. DNR sturgeon biologist Margaret Stadig says there are about 70 different spawning sites throughout the Winnebago system, far too many for game wardens to cover alone. Stadig says during spawning season, sturgeon can be vulnerable to poaching and other disturbances. Volunteer guards are on hand at some popular sites like Bamboo Bend along the Wolf River in Shiocton to meet with visitors who flock to local riverbanks to witness the annual ritual. The Wolf River is widely considered the best place in North America, if not the world, to see sturgeon spawn up close. You can sign up to be a sturgeon guard on the DNR's website. A student accused of making threats that closed Neenah Middle School yesterday faces felony charges for terrorist threats, according to Neenah Police Chief Aaron Olson. Olson says police arrested the student within 15 hours of the threats being reported. The district held classes virtually yesterday as a precaution after the social media threats surfaced Tuesday evening. Neenah Joint Superintendent Steve Harrison said students will be back in school today and there will be an increased police presence at Neenah Middle School for the rest of the week. Keith Kutzka, the so-called ringleader of the Mon File 6, has died at age 74, according to an obituary. Kutzka was one of six men in Green Bay convicted of killing paper mill worker Tom Mon Files in 1992. Mon File's body was found in a pulp vat at James River Mill after he reported Kutzka's theft of an extension cord. All six men maintain their innocence. Mike Piaskowski's conviction was overturned by a federal court, but the other five convictions stood after numerous appeals. Kutzka was released from prison in 2023, but remained on state supervision. The obituary states that Kutzka died while traveling in Arizona. And that's a wrap for tubing and skating at Titletown for the season as the spring-like temps move in. The favorite winter playground spot thanked visitors for a memorable season in a social media post announcing the closing this week. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman. 97.9 WGBW News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. Governor Tony Evers sent a letter to Wisconsin's congressional delegation this week urging them to revise the new federal hemp law, which bans the sale of most hemp products in the United States starting in November of 2026. It was passed as part of the plan to reopen the federal government last year after the longest federal government shutdown in U.S. history. According to Evers, the new federal hemp law is projected to jeopardize $700 million in economic impact for the state and nearly 3,500 jobs in Wisconsin. The impacts of the new federal hemp bill will be further intensified in Wisconsin due to the fact that Wisconsin has not yet legalized medical or recreational marijuana. The growing of hemp has become a strong diversification option for Wisconsin farmers, and as of November 2025, Wisconsin had 470 federally licensed hemp producers. Meanwhile, a bill that would allow Wisconsin law enforcement agencies to conduct roadside drug tests is on Governor Tony Evers' desk for consideration. Civic Media's James Kelly reports.
If signed into law, the legislation would allow law enforcement authorities to conduct a saliva test while investigating potential operating while intoxicated violations, like the use of a preliminary breath test during OWI investigations. The result at the scene could not be used as evidence, but would allow law enforcement authorities to require a blood test be taken to confirm or deny that result. The saliva test will be able to detect substances like marijuana, methamphetamines, and certain opiates. Because the test would not be admissible evidence in court, law enforcement authorities would also be required to dispose of the samples taken during their investigation. Governor Evers has previously expressed his intent to sign the bill into law, but it will still take some time for law enforcement authorities to train and test the new tool before it can be widely used. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
13 people could face criminal charges tied to the failed recall of Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss 2 years ago. Officials say those who tried to oust Voss allegedly listed fake addresses on petition forms, and others submitted signatures from people who didn't actually sign. But the state's election commission ruled that there's not enough proof that organizer Matt Snorick or the recall committee violated the law. The committee is recommending charges to the Racine County District Attorney's Office, which will decide whether to take the matter any further. One of the partisan races coming up in November 2026 is a repeat of the 2022 election. In 2022, Attorney General Josh Call narrowly defeated Fond du Lac County District Attorney Eric Toney. This year, Toney seeks to unseat the two-term incumbent again. The latest Marquette Law School poll finds that 10 months before the election, voters view both candidates favorably. Poll director Charles Franklin.
We love us some attorney general candidates. I exaggerate a little bit, but not hugely. Both Eric Toney and Josh Call have slightly net positive favorability ratings. Both of them have a plus five.
Franklin says Call is the better known of the candidates, with 56% of poll respondents saying they had no opinion of him. That's compared to 75% with no opinion of Toney. The most recent Marquette poll was conducted between February 11th and February 19th with a margin of error of plus or minus 4.3. Governor Toney Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs have announced $2 million in grant funding to bolster flood resilience across the state. Civic Media's James Kelly has the story.
According to a press release, the funding through the Pre-Disaster Flood Resilience Grant Program is meant to help communities identify and mitigate flood vulnerabilities with strategies like reconnecting streams and floodplains or reducing erosion hazards. Two types of grant funding were made available through the program, one for assessing vulnerabilities and one to implement the mitigation methods. The goal is to naturally manage flooding before disasters like in Milwaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties last August strike. The Oneida Nation received the largest funding award at $300,000 to create a culvert inventory and study water flow and hydraulic structure. The City of Madison, Ozaukee County, and City of Stevens Point also received significant funding awards of over $200,000. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
How much will it cost to see the Packers play? Civic Media's Connie Feldman has that answer.
The price to see the Packers play has gone up for this season. The team announced the new pricing on Friday. Depending on where you sit in the bowl, you'll be paying between $4 and $22 more per ticket. Packers president and CEO Ed Policy said the ticket prices for a game at Lambeau are around the middle of the NFL's pricing range. With the new increases, face value prices for regular season tickets are between $143 and $196. Preseason tickets are cheaper, but tickets sold through a third-party ticket broker can be substantially higher. Packers fans don't seem to be priced out, though, with more than 155,000 people on the waiting list to buy Packer season tickets. Most wait decades for their chance to buy that 18 inches of pure aluminum pleasure. I'm Connie Feldman for Civic Media News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks slump continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks lose to the Atlanta Hawks in Milwaukee, the final 131-113. The Bucks have now lost four in a row by a combined 97 points. What's next? Doc Rivers.
We may have to play different guys. We may have to go bigger because right now we're giving up too many points, too easy. We've changed schemes five different times. The change may be going bigger and maybe taking more offense off the floor.
College hoops. The Wisconsin Badgers cruised past the Maryland Terrapins 78-45 at the Kohl Center, but concern for Badgers' Nolan Winters, who headed to the locker room with an ankle injury. Braden Carrington, 18 points, including 4 3-pointers. Marquette with a win at Providence, 78-56. The Golden Eagles now 11-19. UWMC season comes to an end. They lose at Detroit Mercy, 84-63, in the first round of the Horizon League. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high right around 44 this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy, down to 35 tomorrow. We have a chance of rain, maybe a few scattered thunderstorms, but it will be warmer with a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.